Welcome to Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the Town of Barnstable, a podcast where you can meet the people who steward the programs and services for the Town of Barnstable that connects us all to our quality of life. We invite you to join the conversation as we navigate municipal government and our community pathways to help you discover Barnstable. I'm Liz Hartsgrove, and today I'm joined by my fellow co-host and tour guide, Paula Hersey. Hi, Paula.
Hello, Liz.
Hi. Today, we're going to dive into a topic of discussion that is really important and valuable to the economic vitality of our community, and that is businesses and starting new. And today, we have our guest and permit coordinator, Maggie Flynn. Maggie and I have a long working relationship together in the town of Barnstable, but I'm really proud to work with her because not just her experience here, but she has a wealth of knowledge from real estate and mortgages before even coming to Barnstable. She's been in Barnstable for 10 years with consumer affairs and licensing with me and others, which was a wonderful experience. And then in December of 2019, she became the first permit coordinator with Planning and Development Department. She's brought stuff to the table that no other has, and it's a new position, and she's definitely stepped up to the plate, bringing new support to the businesses, facilitating an implementation of automated services, including helping them through the whole COVID-19 outdoor dining expansion and participation through many, many different departments. It's just been phenomenal what she's done. And she has continued to provide support. So welcome, Maggie. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Welcome.
Welcome, Maggie. It's just a wonderful opportunity to get some information in our residents or those who are looking to start a business here in Barnstable. So why don't we kind of start at the low level here to say, you know, what is the role of you supporting businesses, and what types of businesses do you assist with a permitting process? So give us like the level view of what you do.
Well, I think the most important thing is to say that this is a new position, and we implemented it back in December of 2019, and then, as everyone knows, COVID hit. So originally it was designed that, if you can remember, when we had 200 Main Street, those doors would fly open and people would come in and they'd see all these departments and didn't know what to do. So the position was designed to help people that kind of had that deer in the headlights look on their eyes.
Yeah.
So with COVID, we had to pivot, and we had to pivot quickly. So we were trying to find ways to do that successfully by working remotely. So technology has played a big part. But my biggest role, I would say, on the permit coordinator side is to provide help, guidance, and support for individual businesses and larger projects. You know, everyone has their contacts, especially with the larger projects, but it's nice to have one person that you can call and say, do you know where this plan is? Or do you know where I need to go? Permitting can be very overwhelming. Believe me, I know, because I don't know all of it. I just know that I have to try and help coordinate it. So I consider my main role as being a resource for businesses, for little ones and large ones, and a source of information. So I may not have the answer, but I'll get the information. I'll find out who you need to call. And then the other part of the permit coordination is to coordinate both informal and formal site plan review, which is under the direction of the building commissioner. So I have both the planning side and the building side.
So you bring up an interesting point. Barnstable, in its diversity, right, we have home-based businesses, we have restaurants, we have retail, we have medical, we have, just a run the gamut of industries, we have that. So do you, are you that resource for, hey, I'm going to be a web developer, I'm going to work in my home office, or geez, I'm going to, you know, design this 160 seat restaurant? Do you run that gamut of resources for folks?
Actually, I do.
Wow.
The business license is handled by the town clerk's office, but we also look at to make sure that the zoning is appropriate. And also if they do need to have a home occupation as well. Excuse me, I just did take over that portion of that review probably within the past couple of months. So it is a huge gap. That's right. Why I say I'm oftentimes the source. Right. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try and find them.
Right, so people. Let's just back up one little step and make sure that all our folks who are looking to start a new business understand that they do need a business license regardless of what type of business they're running. Am I correct on that?
You are correct, unless they are doing business in the exact, if they're a corporate structure, okay. ABC Corporation, doing business in that exact same name, then the town of Barnstable does not require a business license. But if you're ABC Corporation doing business as Maggie's Retail, then that's a doing business as, and yes.
Right, you so do. You're solo entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
All of those types of folks really do need that business license, and that can be done right at the town clerk's office or now online, from what I understand as well.
Preferably online.
Okay.
Because everything is going through OpenGov. So we can track it and respond to it, add any additional information that needs to be requested.
Okay, so that business license really is the first step.
One of the first steps, yeah.
Okay, why don't you walk us through some of the others?
Yeah, I think actually the first step is talking it through, exactly, is walking it through. Because it's not just for, you don't assist brand new businesses, but you also assist existing businesses and what they want to do if they want to expand or change something. So you help them through an enormous amount of legwork, just continuous handholding, not handholding, but just guidance. So we're a brand new business or an existing business that wants to change something up and have a brand new business plan type of thing. So we come to you, we talk to you, and you're like, okay, it's going to trigger A, B, and C, right, of departments. So do you set them up for that conversation, or?
It depends. Everyone is unique, okay, is probably the easiest way to answer that question. Existing businesses may not need informal site plan review, but they may benefit from it.
And who actually is attending? What is informal site plan?
Informal site plan review meets on a weekly basis, and it's representatives from all regulatory departments: building, fire, health, conservation, DPW, licensing, anyone that may want to look at an application or proposal that someone has brought forward can attend that meeting. It saves the applicant the time of running from all those departments and buildings. And we review their proposal and give them guidance on what the permitting path is and or what their next steps may be. So it's designed for them to be able to open successfully.
This informal or site plan review, would we be speaking about brick and mortar businesses in this instance rather than some of a home-based business, or would a home-based business also do that? I'm trying to quantify and qualify.
It's mainly brick and mortar businesses, but depending on the type of home-based business, if the public is involved at some way and that they're allowed, to come to a home, if it's going to be zoned for that use, okay, then most definitely site plan review.
Okay. That's really great information for people to have as they start to, you know, design those business plans and how they're going to operate. Some people think that maybe their home might be the best place for their business, but perhaps not.
Well, we're seeing a lot of that with COVID, and everyone right. is working remotely as we are. Right. So there's a lot of requests for that.
Excellent. Thank you for clarifying that.
What exactly do you need to get the ball rolling? You have a conversation with someone. Is there a online resource that they can email to you, different things, that their thoughts, their business plan, or just a on a napkin sketch of what they want? And
well, it depends what their proposal is, Liz. You know, and it's the permit coordinator position handles so many different type of businesses. It really starts with me talking to them and finding out. They may think that they only need a business license, but after a conversation, we're going to find out that they need to go to informal site plan review. And then once we look at their application, they may need to go to formal site plan review and on to another board, perhaps zoning board of appeals. So as I said earlier, everything is unique, and we try to keep the application simple. We like to have engineered plans, site plans. We will accept some cases when they're not or they're pending. So I guess I just have to stress that everyone needs to be reviewed individually, because they may think that the applicant may think they need one thing, but they're not at that point yet. They need to do five steps before that.
Well, I think that's the beauty of your position, though, Maggie, and the reason why it was actually created was because it's not cut and paste. It's not a copy Xerox machine of businesses. They're not just not like that. They're individuals just like the humans that are trying to start them up. So you need that component of variation of how they are treated and guided and made sure they're set up for success. I think that's really important. And I know from experience that you bring that to the table to every single person that comes to you for help. That's just an incredible. And how many businesses actually are in the town of Barnstable?
Oh boy, I don't know the number of businesses, but I'll tell you that we probably had in excess of 110 applications for site plan review, and that's separate to all the business license review and the phone calls and the other ways that people can get in touch with me.
I think it's kind of funny when you think about starting a business. I owned my own business for 15 years here in the town of Barnstable. I think a lot of people's dreams is starting a restaurant, right? They're like, oh, it'd be so great. I'd cook every day and, you know, people would eat my food. But there's like complexity not only to flavors but to starting a restaurant business that are incredibly daunting and may stop you in your tracks. So I'm going to ask you, a restaurant, let's now add in the little factor of wanting an alcohol or an entertainment license, right? So there's more. And the location, I'm going to put it, used to be retail, not a restaurant. Where do I start?
Oh, and let's add, hold on. Let's add to that, Paula. It's on Hyannis Main Street.
There seems to be a whole lot of, okay. Oh my goodness.
So used to be retail, now going to be turned into a restaurant. And let's add also, let's throw in outdoor dining on town property. Okay. So let's just keep adding. And it could be a bakery too. So we're layering that cake for you. All right, so it's got entertainment, alcohol, it's going to have outdoor dining, and it's on Hyannis Main Street, but it was in a retail location. What are we going to do?
Well, the first thing you know is that it's a change of use. It's from retail to restaurant. So it requires site plan review.
Okay.
So the applicant will get the same two-page application that everyone gets, and they will be instructed to provide floor plans, legible floor plans. They don't necessarily have to be done by an architect. A lot of people are very computer savvy and can do floor plans that way, but they should be to scale. A site plan isn't always required for Hyannis Main Street because it's deemed that parking is allowed because it's in the certain zone that parking is allowed, but it should be addressed. So the applicant has to be aware that if they're trying to open a 50-seat restaurant, they have to make sure that they know that there's parking available for their customers, their employees, so on and so forth. So they'll come into site plan review. They'll meet with all the departments that we reviewed. Licensing will get to handle the entertainment, the outdoor dining, and they will receive feedback of what their next steps are and what further boards or committees that they might need to have to attend. They may have to go to the health board to increase a grease trap. They're going to have to go to licensing to get their alcohol licensing. They'll have to subsequently go to the ABCC. They may have to go to the town manager's office, which handles outdoor dining on town property. So all that gets itemized in a letter that I get to coordinate under the building commissioner's signature and provide it to them. And a function of my job is to get that information to them and be sure that they understand it and help them through, because it could take them several months.
Yeah, and the value of that also, that whole team informal site plan, is not just for the applicant to sit in with all of the departments, but the departments themselves sitting together as well and hearing what all the other steps and requirements are. And that really helps keep everyone succinct in making sure that this business is going appropriately forward, because it's very complex, as you say, and are describing to us. I mean, it's involved. So heaven forbid that something gets approved prior to it requiring maybe a zoning approval for some type of condition that was previously approved on the site or something.
All that type of information hopefully would bubble up, so to speak, at informal site plan review. So if something is tagged that we need to make sure we pay special attention to, we'll be able to.
Yep. Awesome. And ways that people can get in touch with you, because COVID is really, as you said, it's really transformed your position, and technology is an asset now to you. It's a way of life, basically, for this permit coordination. So are you available? Are you online? And how do people get in touch with you, Maggie?
We do everything electronically. We have our meetings via Zoom. Everything is submitted via email. I have an office phone, a cell phone. I can be reached.
And you also have an icon on the town's website, right?
Yeah, my little avatar. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So it's on the left-hand side, if I remember correctly, on the main page. It's, if you want to start a business, there's your avatar, and you can just click and fill out a informal little inquiry. Yeah, form. And that's very helpful, because they can just start their thought process, and then you can take them from there. So
right. And there is a business portal. So if people want more information, businessbarnstable.com has an enormous amount of content that kind of walks you through the different types of businesses, the types of forms you might need to be filling out, and then maybe just looking for opportunities. Maybe you hadn't thought about starting a business before.
There's also another great tool out there, the zoning portal, where you can input an address. So instead of trying to get in touch with me, if someone just wants to know, can I have a beauty salon at 123 Main Street, they can input that information.
Oh, that's
and
helpful.
Based upon what you put in is what you get out, but it's helpful.
Right. So you can say, here's the industry that I'm interested in and starting my business, or maybe I'm moving my business to Barnstable, and here's the location that I would prefer. Put that information in, and it tells you whether it's zoned appropriately or not. That's a cool tool.
It's very cool, very helpful to get your ducks in a row before coming and having a conversation with you, Maggie, right?
Well, having these positions created in the town that address a need is really, you know, part of the department that's looking at streamlining things and making things easier for residents and business owners to try to do things. But our next episode, we're going to find that the people in Barnstable town government in this building really have a human resources department behind them that kind of facilitates a lot of this. So our next episode, you can join us next week when we invite Human Resources Director Bill Cole and Assistant Human Resource Director Tammy Cunningham to talk about having a career with the town of Barnstable. What types of jobs does the town as an employer offer? Where does one look? And many other tidbits to help you get prepared for those warmer and sunnier days ahead. Thanks so much, Maggie. I really a wonderful, wonderful base of how to do business in Barnstable. We have one last question for you. That's that rapid fire question. Everybody's like, they don't know what it is, but I'm gonna throw you a softball because you were really, really informative today. What's your favorite place in Barnstable?
Oh, no doubt. It's the beaches.
Every beach, or do you have a favorite beach?
Kalamus Beach.
Fantastic. That's, I think, a lot of favorites of folks here that live and work in the town of Barnstable.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you again, Maggie. Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for spending time with us. Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the town of Barnstable. And we really do hope that you found a new understanding of how your municipal government works to protect, engage, and enact for you and our community. Thank you again, Maggie, and thanks, Paula. Be sure to drop us a line at podcast@town.barnstable.ma.us and let us know what you'd like to learn next. We're really open to suggestions. So thank you again, listeners, for your time. Until next time, go and discover Barnstable.